Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:14, everybody has a story, and the Pope, new Pope, has a story, and Jerry Honore has a story as well, a family historian with a historic New Orleans collection, who I cannot believe turned around so quickly the election of the new Pope and found out that he had some New Orleans roots. With that, we welcome in Jerry Honore. How you doing? Jerry Honore. Did I get it right?
You got it right. I'm doing well. Good morning.
Thanks. Tell me about how in the world did you get from the election of the new Pope and the white smoke and the seagulls on a roof to New Orleans roots so quickly?
Well, honestly, it was not what I set out to look for. Prevost, although New Orleanians might think otherwise, is actually a very common French surname. And so I honestly thought that the Holy Father might have some French-Canadian roots, being a Chicagoan, or might have some Acadian roots, Acadians who remained up in Canada, and a very distant connection to some Louisiana families, maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10 generations ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. But what I discovered is that no, not at all through his father's side, but his mother was actually the last of 7 girls in her family, and she was born in Chicago, but only after they had migrated from New Orleans.
Hmm.
The Pope's grandparents and his 6 older aunts all born and raised right here in New Orleans in the 7th Ward neighborhood.
So the Pope's grandparents and his, mm-hmm. Who did you say, sisters? No.
His mother's older siblings. His mother was the
his
only
aunts.
One born
okay,
after
gotcha.
The family had made their way to Chicago. They followed that migration northward like so many families.
Can you tell what part of the 7th Ward, Jari?
Yes, absolutely. They lived for a time on North Roman, but in the 1900 census in particular, we can place them at 1933 North Prairie Street, which is just a few doors off of Claiborne Avenue. And I was hoping that the home would still be standing, mm-hmm. but like so many of the structures in that neighborhood, it was taken for the Claiborne overpass.
Wow. What do we know about his family? Are there a lot of historical facts about them, or do we know what kind of work they did?
Well, you know, on a short turnaround, we know a few things. As I said, his mom was born, Mildred Martinez was born in 1912 in Chicago. The family migrated there at some point between 1910 and 1912, so within that window. But before that, Joseph Norval Martinez and Louise Bacquier, they married here, started their family here. The dad worked as a cigar maker, which, many of us in New Orleans have, you know, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, or what have you, who were engaged in cigar making. That was a big business then. And they were married, the Holy Father's grandparents, in 1887 at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Church, which was on Annette Street, also in the 7th Ward. The original church was destroyed in the hurricane of 1915. So the replacement church, the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart that most people would be familiar with, the building is still there, but it's on St. Bernard Avenue now.
Do we know if the cardinal, before he became Pope Prevost, has ever been to New Orleans or visited any of the places where his grandparents were raised?
I don't know for certain, but I know that some of the other media outlets have been in touch with his brothers,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe so. I don't believe that there was, they certainly knew that they had New Orleans roots, but they have said it is not something that they pursued.
They're
a Chicago family,
a Chicago family for all intents, right?
for all intents and purposes, a Chicago family. And very common for here in South Louisiana, when they made that migration northward to Chicago, they assumed a white identity. But prior to that time, for generations, they were people of color here in New Orleans. They're listed in censuses and other records as either black or mulatto. And a lot of families did that. It was a survival measure, you know, during that oppressive time of Jim Crow. If you were physically able to pass, well, a lot of families made that decision.
So what led them to Chicago, Jari?
Do you know? Certainly better opportunities. I think economics was the big thing. And just getting, out of the South. You know, this is a time when every aspect of life was circumscribed in some way by segregation, and it's a difficult world. It was a difficult world to live in, as many New Orleanians who are much older than I can attest.
Yeah, I hate talking about this because to me we all descended from Africa anyway, so we're all in essence Africans, and I don't understand the different silliness with drawing the distinction anyway, but some people do. When it comes to his family, what brought them, where'd they come from to land in New Orleans? We'll talk about that when we come back. We're talking about with Jari Honoré, family historian with the Historic New Orleans Collection, about the new Pope, Pope Leo, former Cardinal Prevost from Chicago's grandparents who grew up in New Orleans and then went to Chicago and assumed a white identity in 19... When was it, Jari?
Sometime about 1912.
1912. All right, we'll pick it up there. We come back. Any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Old Corner Jeweler text me line. Everybody's got a story, man. I'm telling you. 820 traffic now, WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jari Honoré, family historian with the Historic New Orleans Collection, about the new Pope and some ties that his grandparents had to New Orleans. Grew up on North Pier. This house is no longer there. It was a victim of the I-10, I guess. Moved to Chicago in 1912. They were listed on the census, as I understand it, as black. His grandparents were, and then you said they assumed a white identity. As I told you, I think it's all silliness anyway, and it goes to who's considered black in America and who's considered white and so forth. How does the Pope identify? Do you know? Or how did Cardinal
being a child born long after this migration in Chicago, he identifies as white, as a white American. And his brothers have stated that to the media since the question has arisen, and that's not surprising. I mean, that's the nature of passing, is that as the generations go on, those who are the after product, the byproduct of it, they simply don't know. They don't have any clue that at some point in their family history, somebody or some people made that decision to pass, essentially. But I don't think that is the most important part of the story. The important part is that the Pope shares common lineage, common history with so many of our old Louisiana Creole families here in New Orleans.
And that was my next question, which is when you get to cousins, everybody's a cousin with somebody else, a second, a third, or whatever, they got to have some of the Pope's cousins around still, I would think, right?
Sure. And I've been hesitating to say this because, people will go off and say, oh, you're a Smith. My mama's a Smith. Mm-hmm. We must be related. You know how people sort of do that. They don't do aggressive fact checking when it comes to family. But yeah, there are certainly relatives of the Holy Father who carry names like Flott and Bonaris or Bacnaris, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Fourier, Ruzon, and even Siraparu, which are all very, very common names here in New Orleans.
So how would somebody go about determining if they share a common lineage with the new Pope?
The best way to answer that question, or any question related to your ancestry, is to do a bit of research, to to peruse your family tree if you have one existing. And the primary names in his family are Martinez, which would be Martinez just about anywhere else in the country, but mm-hmm. we tend to use the French, the Gallicized pronunciation in New Orleans. Baquier, B-A-Q-U-I-E, with the accent ague over the E. Grandbois, which is a name you won't hardly find anymore, but it used to be a surname here. And Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. So those are some of the major names in their family line. And all of these people were, practicing Catholics from right here in New Orleans. And I think that's incredible that we are the American city, other than his birthplace of Chicago, that can claim this connection to the first American pope.
Are the stronger New Orleans roots on his maternal or paternal side?
Oh, it's maternal. It's okay. Maternal, the side. As best as we can tell, the father's side is not linked to Louisiana. And that's interesting, because everybody assumed that, the Prevost name, Prevost family, would be the connection. Mm-hmm. But as I said, you have French-Canadian Prevost. You have people in France who are Prevost. It's a relatively common French surname.
And what was his mother's maiden name, do you know?
His mother's maiden name is, she was Mildred Agnes Martinez.
Martinez, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to what brought her to this country, what do we know what that is?
So this, well, she was born here. She was born in
born
Chicago.
Her mother's.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
The New Orleans connection
is what I'm getting to, Jari. How did they get to New Orleans?
From what I gather, and I wouldn't make this as a definitive statement, mm-hmm. Some of them came by way of the Haitian Revolution, like so many New Orleans families in 1808, 1809, in that time period, after having already fled the uprising in Saint-Domingue, which was the colonial name for Haiti. They went to other places around the Caribbean, like Cuba and what have you, and then ultimately New Orleans. And then some of them, I am willing to bet, neglected to mention Lamel, which is a very big family in South mm-hmm. Louisiana. They're also connected to Lamels. Those families have deep colonial roots that are, rooted in slavery and rooted in, relationships that were formed during slavery, so that many of them obtained their freedom and, were free people for several generations.
I'm not asking you to prove a negative here or anything, but as far as we know, this is the first pope to ever have any connection to New Orleans, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate your work, Jari. I really do. We'll have to have you on again to talk about some New Orleans names and legacies and so forth. Jari Honore, family historian with the Historic New Orleans Collection. When we come back, we'll talk to Alex Hammerstone about some text scams that are out there. Right now, we break for WWL First News.